This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. Teachers in Mexico have been protesting and striking for their rights for years. But more recently, their anger over reforms proposed by President Enrique Peña Nieto has reached a boiling point. A violent clash with police and armed men in Oaxaca earlier this month resulted in 9 deaths, including one journalist, and more than 100 people injured. Teachers, led by the Union National Coordinator of Education Workers, or CNTE, have been on a strike. They've been blocking roads, and there have been mass demonstrations in solidarity that have even included doctors. My guest is Roberto Flores. He is a professor of Chicano studies at Cal State Los Angeles, longtime Chicano activist based in Los Angeles, also founder of the East Side Cafe, a space in El Sereno that was in part inspired by the Zapatistas. Welcome to the program, Roberto.
Thank you, Sonali.
Thanks so much for joining us. Well, can you explain, first of all, what happened in Oaxaca? As far as you can tell, who was responsible for these deaths? I understand that teachers had been blocking a major highway, but the police are denying that they were responsible for these killings. So who was?
Well, there's plenty of evidence and eyewitnesses that can confirm that it was the federal police that shot into demonstrators unprovoked, and demonstrators were unarmed, and they did this, and they first denied it, like you were saying, and then they changed their story to say that there was a third party that was shooting at them, and then at the crowd as well. So one can imagine perhaps what their story is saying is that, separate from the crowd on the side, there was a third party shooting at them, and that justified them shooting into the crowd. And so they're saying that this is a radicalized group that perhaps has roots in the 2006 confrontation between the police and the teachers, the teacher strike that also the focal point of that strike was Oaxaca.
Right, exactly 10 years ago, there was a massive strike. 750 armed police officers were sent in to break up a strike in Oaxaca. And that led to a massive rebellion that lasted something like 6 months and more than a dozen deaths. Now, are the issues 10 years later different from what were the central issues in 2006? I understand that one of the main issues is the set of reforms proposed by Peña Nieto that is attempting perhaps a U.S.-style control of unionized teachers?
That's exactly right. First of all, I wanted to tell the listeners that there's two different unions. One is CENTE, with an S, El CENTE, which is El Sindicato. It's the union, it's the overall union. But a break off from that, or a faction, a very progressive faction, is La CENTE with a C, La Coordinadora. Instead of El Sindicato, it's now La Coordinadora. So you have the two groups, and many of the CENTE people with a C belong to the sindicato, belong to the union, but they're a group on their own. And they represent about 200,000 teachers, probably many more, it's estimated. But the CENTE is a regular syndicate. So they are very upset about this reform, so-called reform, because what it is, it's a neoliberal policy attempting to privatize education, if you can believe that, in Mexico, and for the majority of the people. And at the same time, they want to control the teachers. It's very important for Mexico at this point to control a sector of the population that has been extremely critical of their neoliberal policies, and even before that, their reactionary policies. So this is a very important struggle. what they were, part of what they were trying to do in terms of arguing that there was a, their group is to justify going after anybody and everybody and just say that they were part of this radicalized group. And that's extremely dangerous. No one that I can tell from all the reports that I've read and that have been in contact with people, no one has seen anyone in the crowds armed, not even reporters, photographers. They have not seen any people. The people might have sticks and rocks like last time around, but there's no arms.
So the major violence is coming from the part of the police, as far as you can tell.
Yes, yeah. It's coming from the police.
So, Roberto, reforms are being presented as part of a necessary modernization of education in Mexico. Now, of course, particularly in rural parts of the country, there are huge challenges. Teachers, teaching in very challenging conditions is obviously exacerbated by poverty. However, what is the lens through which the government sees modernization? I understand that essentially one of the things that they want to do is tie teachers' salaries and job security to what they decide is, reviews and evaluations of teachers. It's very much similar to what we have here in the U.S. But is that what's really needed to modernize education in Mexico?
Yes, the modernization is through the lens of neoliberal economy. The neoliberal economy is one where they're attempting to figure out different ways for to liberate capital to flow easily into the hands of few people. And so privatization, the entire austerity project, which privatization, it's very important for neoliberal economy. It's absolutely essential in a neoliberal economy to happen, for the rich to be able to get richer, to implement these types of policies. There's a clash here that's getting sharper and sharper and understood better and better by the vast population of people that... there is a inertia towards doing and carrying out the interest of the very wealthy and not responding to the needs of the poor. There's a similar and parallel process going on in the health area in Mexico. And so actually had a semblance of a socialized medicine project that came from the revolution of 1910. And now they're dismantling that as well. And so it's very important for the neoliberal project to dismantle both education as well as healthcare and other services as well.
Now, I'm glad you brought up healthcare, because what has also happened in response to the violence that the teachers have been subjected to is that I understand doctors, hundreds of thousands of doctors in the country, are marching in solidarity with the teachers. What is the positive outcome, if you will, been of this whole violent clash playing out in Mexico? I understand in cities around the country, people are now outraged after seeing the scenes of violence, and teachers are generating much more sympathy in the general public. Is that true?
That's very true. As I mentioned, the entire, all the neoliberal policies and reform come from a centralized intent. And so everybody's getting impacted in different ways. The devaluation of the peso, the privatization of healthcare, the privatization of education, all the austerity projects are now in plain view to all. And there's a consolidating and a unification of Mexico's poor and all the different struggles going on. And so now like you said, in Guadalajara and other places, nurses and doctors have been out there, and they carry their signs, many of them saying, we're with the teachers. And they identify neoliberal policies as the major culprit. And of course, Peña Nieto is their liberal puppet at this point.
How have journalists been covering this story? I mentioned one of the people killed, one of the nine people that are estimated to have been killed in Oaxaca was a journalist. And we are seeing a lot of very vibrant journalism, independent journalism that's coming out of this. And I'm assuming there's a sort of split between establishment journalism and independent journalism in terms of coverage of these events.
The media from Azteca TV and other major media outlets has been horrendous and has been full of misconceptions and lies and of doctors and teachers. And they call them lazy people that should just go out and work. The teachers, all they want is more pay. And there's a demonization of the whole thing. So, like, if you encounter people here, regular people that rely on TV to get their news, they're coming up with all these different misnotions about what's really going on. And the media campaign in Mexico is doing a tremendously good job of, especially here, convincing people that this is not, that the teacher strike is nothing good. However, independent media is gaining ground. And in Mexico, of course, the media outlets, the corporate media, is being exposed. And the independent media is gaining a lot of ground.
Now, I understand that there was a meeting just this week. Telesur is reporting a meeting this week between the Interior Minister and some representatives of the teachers, the CENTE in particular with a C. But the Education Minister and the President, Peña Nieto, have simply refused to meet with the teachers. Do you think that might change as public sympathy for the teachers increases and he sees yet another crisis, a political crisis facing him, Peña Nieto?
Well, I think that it's a head-on collision because I think that the neoliberal policies, as I said, the neoliberal policies are absolutely necessary. And there's no negotiating on the part of Peña Nieto and others. They're not going to give in to anything. And the teachers as well, the more they're aware, the consciousness is developing. Many of the teachers are not going to give up either, and a rising number of teachers are not going to give up. So this is a confrontation that's going to go on for a while. It may even ignite, a larger, much larger national movement, movement of movements that may lead, who knows, I think that the potential and possibilities of a national strike are there. And this may also inspire a whole lot of people from throughout the world. And so this is a very, very important struggle. The articulation and definition of the enemy, neoliberalism, and what's behind neoliberalism is very clear. And as many people at the bottom are becoming aware of it. On the other hand, people here in the United States, many people at the bottom are relying on Azteca TV, especially the elders, people over maybe 40, 50, no, I'd say over 55, 60 years old, are still very much impacted by communism and radical groups. And, so language like that is scaring people.
Now, Roberto, what is the link between this sort of mass uprising by teachers and the story of the 43 disappeared students from Ayotzinapa? In fact, the last time I spoke to you, we had talked about that on our program. Those disappeared students were essentially teachers in training, and the curriculum that they were training for was a progressive, radical, social justice-based curriculum. curriculum. Is that political crisis sparked by their disappearances and deaths linked to what we're seeing happening today in Oaxaca and in other parts of the country?
Very much linked. The curriculum, the content of their education as normalistas, an education.
And explain that term, normalistas.
Yeah, the normalista education comes from the revolution of 1910. So they're very much based on Zapatista thinking. And so it's very much a socialist, communal socialist type of thinking. And they have been on the edge of criticizing governments, you know, their whole history. And so very much this is the type of education that many people want. They want education that's based on what is going to help them make Mexico a better world, a better place. And so the normalistas is a target. That is the antithesis of the education that Peña Nieto wants to shove down people's throats. That is exactly the target. And many of the CENTE people with the C, the coordinadora, are from normalista type educations and backgrounds. And they themselves, the CENTE themselves, are carriers of this type of notion of what education should be about.
Right.
The notions of what education should be about from the point of view of Peña Nieto is an education that will serve the needs of the 1%, serve the needs of corporate capitalism. And so it's very much, they want an education that will prepare people to manage neoliberal Mexico.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Roberto, for joining us today. We'll certainly keep track of the story and see how it plays out. Thanks so much.
Well, I just wanted to add one thing, Sonali. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The convergence that is occurring of this thing is much more than just the doctors, and the Ayotzinapa students are there as well, but it's also the people from Guerrero. The Policía Comunitaria has pledged to join the uprising that's occurring right now, and there's many, many different sectors in society that are now coming into the whole thing.
Well, certainly it is leading up to something dramatic, and we'll follow the story. Thank you so much, Roberto, for joining us.
Thank you very much, Sonali.
My guest is Roberto Flores, a professor of Chicano studies at Cal State Los Angeles, longtime Chicano activist based in LA, founder of Eastside Cafe, a space in El Sereno that was in part inspired by the Zapatistas. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com.